Anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day. You are the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents songs by Sinatra.
And songs by Jimmy Durante.
And songs by the Pied Pipers.
And when you want cigarettes, buy Old Gold.
I knew you'd come through, boy.
Marvin, please, go fill my lighter, will you, boy? Right after this opening ditty, I may want to light an Old Gold and listen to Jimmy Durante.
Axel, get our boy on.
I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer sky. When you see them, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. When it's raining, I don't miss the sun, 'cause it's in my sweetie's smile. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Every night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when I marry my Lorraine. When it's raining, I never miss the sun, 'cause it's in my sweetie's smile. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle.
Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away.
Just can't wait until the lucky day
when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Hey, boss, I was just backstage and I met this Jimmy Durante fella. And, boss, really, you shouldn't have a guy like that on your show.
Really, Marvin? What's wrong with this Durante fellow?
Boss, you ought to get a load of the way he talks.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
That Durante must have a voice like a cross-cut saw.
And, boss, you should see his nose.
Has he got a big schnoz, Marv?
Big! Have you seen that bomb crater in the cement in the lobby of Grauman's Chinese? Durante's nose print would fit it perfectly.
Naturally. That bomb crater is Durante's nose print.
Oh, what's the use? You try to be helpful. Where does it get you?
I may have to take Marvin's Tinker Toy set away from this boy. He's got to get out in the world and meet people, mingle there. But, Axel, suppose we get on with our knitting. Neighbors, the last song written by America's great musical friend, Jerome Kern. All through the day I dream about the night. I dream about the night here with you. All through the day I wish away the time, until the time when I'm here with you. Down falls the sun, I run to meet you. The evening mist melts away. Don't smile.
kiss I dreamed of all through the day. I run to meet you. The evening mist melts away. Down smiles the moon, and soon your lips recall the kiss I dreamed of.
This morning I bent down to tie my shoelaces, but I must have been a wee bit foggy because I tied the right wing of my bow tie to my left shoe. Well, sir, when I tried to straighten up, I did an outside loop, a few chandelles right over on my back. So I'm rolling around the room like a wheel, storming and fuming, when in comes little Nancy.
Daddy, she says, what's happened to your laughing face?
And I practically screamed at her, Nancy, don't stand there, cut me loose. And little Nancy says, Daddy, please, remember what they said on the radio, hey?
When clouds start to gather and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a jet to blow his topper. Why be irritated? Light N-O-G.
Yes, Light and Old Gold, for comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness. The pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, Old Golds give you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. Then, for extra fragrance, aroma, bouquet, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the sheer comfort, the unique pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
For since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated? Like
Say, quite a concerto. Thank you, Pied Pipers. Say, that trip to the desert last week really put some color in your cheeks.
Do you mean me, Frank?
Not you, Junie, dear. Your little cheeks are always rosy.
Not when I get up in the morning, they aren't.
I see. Clark Yoakum, being on the sun sure did wonders for you.
Thanks, Frank.
Yes, sirree. A week ago, your cheeks looked like the white of an egg.
What do they look like now?
The white of an egg that's been out in the sun. But what are you peddling music-wise tonight, Pipers?
Well, we've got a new arrangement of an old tune.
Isn't that a novel idea, though?
That's a grand reading, Hal. Well, we may rehearse right after the show. Well, it beats an old arrangement of a new tune. Let's give it a test flight, shall we? Contact, I
think. Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Should I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Baby, should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess
I love you? Should I recite my take on that? I swear,
gosh darn,
by the stars above you.
Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold?
Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you?
They ain't never going to come back again. Ladies and gentlemen, life does some mighty strange things. To one man, it gives a great mind. To another man, a great personality. And still to another man, a great voice. But only once in a generation does life give one man all three.
Ah, Durante, you lucky fool, you!
Yes, sir, Jimmy Durante!
You've got to start off each day with a song. Say it now, even when things go wrong. Now you feel better, you even look better.
What a note, what a note. When I sing, it sounds like the mating call of a pair of corduroy pants.
Very lovely, James, very lovely.
And if they hadn't cut off my curls when I was a kid, I would have been another Lily Pons.
I love that kind of carry of dialogue.
But, Frank, getting away from the script for a minute, I want to tell you that it was a lot of fun being down at Palm Springs with you.
Thank you, James. But after I left, tell me, did the manager of the Lone Pond give you any better accommodations?
Well, I mentioned your name, and what do you think happened?
What happened?
The manager gave me the blue room.
He gave you the blue room?
Yeah, he stuck me under a desk where the inkwell leaked.
That's the condition that prevailed.
But, Franklin, getting back to the script, I'm going to get something off my chest.
Swell, just so you don't put it on mine.
If I put it on your chest, it would roll off. I got in my little quib. But you know, Franklin, when I went down to the desert for a little solitude, what did you do? Wherever I went, you kept following me. When I walked into town, you went with me. When I was on the golf course, you were with me. No matter which way I turned, you were always under my nose.
Why not?
It was the only shady spot on the desert. Wait a minute. That's a slur on my escutcheon. And nobody...
Now, wait a minute, Jim. Now, hold on. Before you get nasty, I want you to feel this muscle.
I don't feel a thing.
Keep your finger there. It'll be along in a minute.
You call that an arm? It looks like a macaroni with veins.
Jim, look, honestly, it's kind of silly of us to lose our tempers. After all, we both work at the same studio.
Yes, sir. Good old NGN.
And, Jim, I want to congratulate you. I heard that you're going to play a very important part in the new Katharine Hepburn picture.
A part? I'm going to play the romantic lead.
Uh-huh. You know, there's a lot of kissing in that picture. And I also heard that Gregory Peck was going to play that part.
It's a lie. I can out-peck that Gregory anytime. And I can do it with one lip tied behind my back. I'd like you to know, Franklin, I've often been compared with Gregory Peck.
Who made that comparison?
My girl, she prefers Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
She ought to see a sacropatiac. You know, you wouldn't believe it, Frank, but when I was a baby, I modeled for talcum powder ads.
With that face?
My face had nothing to do with it. He who doubts Duran, he tinkles with oblivion.
Well, Jim, you'll do all right. But you know, there's one big song in the picture. Do you think you can handle it?
Handle it? Stand back, Franklin. I'll sing it like I rehearsed it.
Well,
I just got back from Washington today. And really, folks, I've got a lot to say. While I was there, I met Ed Stettinius. And what he told me put me in a daze. Why, for days and days and days and days and days and days for a week. It's no use. I gotta get that guy a shorter keyboard. Anyway, Mr. Testinius says, Jimmy, you've been invited to entertain at the White House. He said it'll be a gather of the intelligentsia, the hoi polloi, the 400, the 500, the 600, the 700, the 800. How do you like that? Everywhere you go, critics. Then he said, Jimmy, what do you do when you call upon to entertain? So I said, Mr. Stett, what'll I do? I'll tell you. Why, in the midst of festivities, I'll get up, and do my strut away. In my cutaway, it's just a hop away, a slide away, and a scram away. And then you skitter right down and you go to town with a twist away. Why, when you strut away, this way it's a holiday. You know, I was dancing a strut away with a girl named Suzette when she accidentally banked into a hot radiator. Zip, crep, Suzette. Why, it's a dance that's gonna gain great renown. You know, a beautiful girl invited me up to her apartment to teach her this dance. I wasn't in the apartment 10 minutes when who walks in her husband? Kind of perturbed. He says, what are you doing here? I said, I'm putting on my white tie. I'm putting on my top hat. I'm putting on my top coat to make my getaway. Doing the strut away. Did you ever have the feeling that you wanted to do the strut away? The hop away. The scram away. Then you skitter right down and you go to town doing the strut away. The hop away. The scram away. Once more, I'll do my strut away in my cutaway. It's just a hop away, a scram away, and a slide away. And then you skitter right down and you go to town with a twist away. Why, when you strut away, this way it's a holiday. You know, all over town, they're doing the Susie Q. Why, they did that dance years ago on the Rudy LePoux. But not my strut away. Why, in my cutaway. Why, it's a dance that's gonna gain great renown. You know, I was driving in my sport coupe the other day, whistling the strut away, when a cop pulls up and said, do you know what that white line is in the middle of the road? I said, sure. It's good humor men that have been knocked down. So what did I do? I did the crawl away, not the strut away. Did you ever have the feeling that you wanted to do the strut away? The hop away, the scram away. Then you skitter right down and you go to town doing the strut away. The hop away, the scram away. Once more.
Clever, Dane, clever. Very, very robust. Mighty, very robust, Jim.
Thank you. I thought it was consequential myself. You know, Frank, the other night I was anxious to see if I could be a crooner. So sacrificing my abdominal tones, I tried singing through my nose.
What did it sound like?
I don't know. The note hasn't come out yet.
Just like my biceps. Well, Mr. D, I was just thinking, you know, I'd be awfully flattered if you'd let me sing a duet with you.
For Franklin, aren't you getting a little ambitious?
Please, Jimmy, let me sing one of your famous old songs with you, huh?
This boy is not only persistent, but he doesn't give up.
Please, Jim, just once. One
Frankie, little... when you look at me like that, it brings out me mother instinct. It's a deal, but first I got to give you an audition. Step up to the microphone, my boy, and give your Uncle James a few bars of Umbriago.
Umbriago could be the mayor
just
of...
Just a minute, just a minute.
What's wrong?
Too much pizzicata. You're too close to the microphone, Frankie. Step back a few feet and give it to me again.
Okay.
Umbriago, he raises...
Hold that piano. Hold that piano. I'm telling you, Frankie, you're too close to the microphone. Stand back 5 feet more.
Here we go.
Umbriago, he could be the mayor of...
Wait a minute. He doesn't seem to get the idea. Frankie, back up 5 more feet.
If I back up another inch, I'll fall out of the window.
Just a little more, Frankie. 5 more feet. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Oh,
Frankly, finally got the idea.
When I'm far, far away from you.
Do I sing now?
No, not now. Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far, far away from you.
Now?
Who's going to tell you all those pretty things?
Now, Jim.
No. Who's going to take you to Woolworth's for those diamond rings?
Now.
Have patience. Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far, far away from... Take it, Frankie, take it.
Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far away from you?
Sing it, Frankie boy.
Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far away from you?
What a voice, what a voice. You know, Jimmy, I walked into a fruit store the other day to buy 2 apples. The clerk says they'll cost you $2 a piece. I says, okay. So I gives him a $5 bill, and as he was about to give me my dollar change, I said, keep it, we're even. I stepped on a grape coming in.
Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far away from you?
Take it, Jimmy boy.
Now who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far, far away from you? Take it, my
boy. Who will be with you when you're far away? When I'm far away from you?
Take it, James.
Okay. I went over to Santa Anita the other day. That's 18 miles from Hollywood as the dough flies. I walked up to the $2 window and said to the clerk, give me a ticket on honeymoon. And he said, to win? And I says, what then, to lose?
Who will be with you when you're far away?
Why,
when you're far away from me? When I'm far away from me?
Thank you, Frank.
There goes Jimmy Durante, a truly great entertainer. Right, Marvin?
Ah, you said it, boss. And a truly great nose.
And, Marvin, when we say that Old Gold is a truly great cigarette, just what do we mean?
Well, specifically...
What makes us so confident that Old Gold will give you more richness, more flavor, more comfort and pleasure?
Well, specifically...
We mean that Old Gold does more to give you more.
Yes. Now, specifically...
We mean that Old Gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that mean more smoking pleasure.
Yeah. Now, specifically...
I've been meaning to speak to you about something, Marvin. I wish you'd be a little more specific.
I'll try harder, sir. Yes, friends, specifically, in Old Gold, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco, for extra flavor and bouquet. And in Old Gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, another added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Well, even the paper on Old Gold adds a special luxury. Converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper made from virgin pure flax. Ask for Old Golds at your tobacco counter. Look for them in the cigarette vending machines. Smoke an Old Gold. Then see exactly what we mean when we say, to get more out of your smoking, enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more. Old Gold.
And so to another fine arrangement by Axel Stordahl, the man who does more to give you more music. Incidentally, did you know that Axel is the Old Gold show's most eligible bachelor? And do you know why Batch has worked so hard on this arrangement? Well, it's easy, on account of it's Batch Stordahl's own tune, Day by Day.
I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
Sir, I see there's just about enough time left to express our appreciation to all of you who give us a listen on these Wednesday nights and to move into a few bars of our closing theme, which, as a few of you may know, goes something like this.
Put your dream away for another day. Soft, soft, and I will take their place in your heart. Soft, soft, wishing on a star never got you far. Stop the music. Stop the music.
The verse is in a mighty good verse tonight, don't you think?
Thanks again, Jimmy Durante, and good night, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart. Wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new song.
Next Wednesday, Jimmy Durante won't be here. He'll be rehearsing for his Friday night Rexall Drug Show, starring himself, Jimmy Durante, and his boy junior, Gary Moore. But next Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. Say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.